I'm Asiye Namdar at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Clashes between police and militants in Iraq's Diyala province have left at least 7 people dead. Similar clashes in the city of Kut killed at least 6 people. The spate of violence involves the militia loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr and Iraqi police. Sadr has ordered his Mehdi army to stick to a ceasefire, but the cleric admits there are breakaway factions in his movement. In Pakistan, state-run television reports at least 20 people were killed in a missile strike in a tribal area near the Afghan border. The house of a suspected militant leader in Waziristan was destroyed, but it's not clear who fired the missiles. Pakistani and U.S. troops have been battling Islamic militants in the region. Villagers say they heard a drone in the sky just before the blast. In Iran, official results aren't due for another few days, but the Interior Ministry says the conservatives have won about 2/3 of the seats in parliament. Reformists made some headway, winning a number of seats despite having many other candidates, some 1,700, disqualified. Iranian television calls the election free and fair. Western observers say it was neither. After months of furious campaigning, the Democratic presidential candidates are taking a breather. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama have no scheduled events today. Clinton returned to Washington after attending St. Patrick's Day festivities in Pennsylvania. She'll deliver a speech on Iraq tomorrow. Obama is spending the day in Chicago. Tomorrow, he'll resume campaigning in Pennsylvania, site of the big primary in April. Obama widened his lead this weekend when Iowa reassigned some delegates won by John Edwards to Obama, but he still doesn't have enough to take the nomination. Meanwhile, the man who will likely be the Republican presidential nominee is in Iraq. It's John McCain's 8th visit since the war began 5 years ago. Critics accuse McCain of using taxpayer money to finance a political stump. McCain says he's there to get a first-hand look at how well the troop surge is working. Those are the headlines of this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.